Welcome to Progressive Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Alejandro Diaza. Batting second. The second baseman, Jeff Kepinger. Batting third. The right fielder, Alex Rios. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Adam Dunn. Batting fifth. The DH, Paul Konerko. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dion Vecido. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Connor Gillespie. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alexei Ramirez. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tyler Flowers. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Chris Sale. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Michael Bourne. Batting second. The shortstop, Asdrubal Cabrera. Batting third. The second baseman, Ryan Raburn. Batting fourth. The DH, Nick Swisher. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mark Reynolds. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Michael Brantley. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike Aviles. Batting eighth. The catcher, Yan Gomes. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Drew Stubbs. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Zach McAllister. And now, play ball. Alejandro Diaza is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Diaza hits a fly ball into left field. Brantley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Kepinger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kepinger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brantley. Kepinger reaches second base with a double. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rios hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reynolds fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Reynolds. Kepinger scores. Rios moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Dunn hits a fly ball into right field. Stubbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rios moves to third. 2 outs. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Konerko hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rios scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Dion Vecido is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Vecido hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Reynolds settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Michael Bourne is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bourne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gillespie fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ryan Raburn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Raburn takes first base on ball 4. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Swisher hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Mark Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dunn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Connor Gillespie is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Gillespie hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gillespie moves to second. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Flowers strikes out. 1 out. Alejandro Diaza is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Diaza is 0-1 in the game. Diaza strikes out. 2 outs. Jeff Kepinger is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Kepinger is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Kepinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rayburn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Brantley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kepinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Aviles hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gomes hits a fly ball into center field. Diaza settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Drew Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Stubbs hits a pop-up beyond first. Dunn can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Aviles moves to third. Michael Bourne is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bourne is 0-1 in the game. Bourne strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Rios is 0-1 in the game. Rios hits a fly ball into center field. Bourne settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Dunn is 0-1 in the game. Dunn strikes out. 2 outs. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Konerko is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. As Drubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cabrera is 0-1 in the game. Cabrera strikes out. 1 out. Ryan Rayburn is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Rayburn is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Rayburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Swisher is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Swisher hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Vasado. Swisher reaches second base with a double. Mark Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Reynolds is 0-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Swisher scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Flowers and he is safe. Reynolds steals second. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Brantley is 0-1 in the game. Brantley hits a fly ball into right field. Rio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dion Vasido is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Vasido is 0-1 in the game. Vasido strikes out. 1 out. Connor Gillespie is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gillespie is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gillespie hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Aviles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aviles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gillespie fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Gomes is 0-for-1 in the game. Gomes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gillespie fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Drew Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Stubbs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stubbs takes first base on ball 4. Michael Bourne is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bourne is 0-for-2 in the game. Bourne strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Flowers is 0-for-1 in the game. Flowers strikes out. 1 out. Alejandro Diaza is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Diaza is 0-for-2 in the game. Diaza hits a pop-up towards short. Cabrera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Kepinger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Kepinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kepinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rios is 0-for-2 in the game. Rios hits a line drive into left field. Brantley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. As Drubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cabrera is 0-for-2 in the game. Cabrera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ryan Rayburn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rayburn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rayburn hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Vicedo. Rayburn reaches second base with a double. Cabrera moves to third. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Swisher is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Swisher is hit by the pitch. Mark Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 7-2, Indians. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Brantley is 0-for-2 in the game. Brantley is hit by the pitch. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Aviles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aviles hits a fly ball into right field. Rios settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Duante Heath now pitching. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Gomes is 0-for-2 in the game. Gomes hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-2, Indians. Drew Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Stubbs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stubbs hits a fly ball into center field. Diaz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Michael Bourne is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bourne is 0-for-3 in the game. Bourne hits a fly ball into left field. Vicedo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dunn is 0-for-2 in the game. Dunn strikes out. 1 out. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Konerko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aviles fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dion Vicedo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Vicedo is 0-for-2 in the game. Vicedo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rayburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. As Drubal Cabrera batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cabrera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cabrera takes first base on ball 4. Ryan Rayburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Rayburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Rayburn strikes out. 1 out. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Swisher takes first base on ball 4. Cabrera moves to second. Mark Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Diaz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brantley is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Brantley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Connor Gillespie is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gillespie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gillespie hits a fly ball into right field. Stubbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ramirez is hit by the pitch. Brian Shaw now pitching. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Flowers is 0-for-2 in the game. Flowers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rayburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Alejandro Diaz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Diaz is 0-for-3 in the game. Diaz hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-4, Indians. Jeff Kepinger is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kepinger is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kepinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rayburn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Donald Veal now pitching. Mike Aviles batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Aviles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aviles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gomes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gomes hits a fly ball into right field. Rios settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Drew Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stubbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stubbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Nick Hagedone now pitching. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rios is 0-for-3 in the game. Rios hits a line drive into right field. Stubbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Dunn is 0-for-3 in the game. Dunn hits a fly ball into center field. Bourne settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Konerko is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Konerko hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rayburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Addison Reed now pitching. Michael Bourne is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bourne is 0-for-4 in the game. Bourne hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dunn scoops it up and throws to first, with Reed covering, for the out. 1 out. As Drubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cabrera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cabrera strikes out. 2 outs. Ryan Rayburn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Rayburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Rayburn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Smith now pitching. Dion Vecsado is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vecsado is 0-for-3 in the game. Vecsado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Connor Gillespie is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gillespie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gillespie hits a fly ball into right field. Stubbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Ramirez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stubbs. Ramirez reaches second base with a double. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Flowers is 0-for-3 in the game. Flowers strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Progressive Field in Cleveland.